Welcome to Swenglish Rantings Radio. Hello, I'm Paul, and today is Wednesday, April 18th, here in Sweden. As every day, we have a name day. This is where we go around and we call up people with special names. Every day on the calendar has a name or two. And today, for that, we have the Monkey Princess to tell us what today's name day is.
Well, today, if we knew anyone with these names, we would congratulate them. It's Valdemar and Volmar, two male names.
Well, happy name day.
Grattis på namnsdagen, Valdemar och Volmar.
This is a silly tradition, but all you Swedes go through this.
Well, every once in a while, it's like, oh, did I have a name day today? You don't say.
Okay, today in the news, we've got several items here of interest. The nanny murderer was arrested here in Sweden. That's the woman that was left dead and handcuffed and beaten. Families with children were caught between the football hooligism fights around Sweden over the past week or so. And the Swedish spies are finally free by Iran, and they're home now. Mm-hmm. And we have a hockey player. His hockey slippers are apparently very shocking to hospital staff and equipment. And we have a herring recall, and it looks like we might be affected.
We might.
So what's going on with the nanny murderers?
Well, a 24-year-old has been arrested as a suspect of the murder of this girl, Yelena Ivanisevic. Yelena was working as a nanny for the family in which house she was found dead, handcuffed, and beaten in the head. And this man was brought in for questioning last night. He's not a Swedish citizen, but he has been in the country for at least a year. The police know this because he was a suspect in another criminal case back then. And they're now looking into his background, trying to get some more information about who he is and what he has been doing. Yelena's family has been notified of this arrest.
And she was from Croatia?
Yeah, she was a Croatian girl.
And the last message that the family had received was an SMS on Easter Day.
Yeah.
Okay, and
she
that's the one where
she sends an SMS to her father.
Where neighbors had called in to the police and said, go check out what's going on over here. We think something's up. And they found the woman handcuffed and dead.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've got a suspect in that one.
Yeah.
Okay, now what's going on with the football hooliganism, and why are they fighting in between families?
Well, it starts off kind of idyllic here, because it was a day of fun at Angel Land. That's the amusement area outside the Ullevi Stadium, named after the Gothenburg team IFK. Their nickname is the Angels, Englarna. And families with children, they were extra welcome to see the soccer game. They had a little amusement park kind of area out there with a jumping castle and face painting and whatever. And you got family discount on the tickets.
Yeah.
And then the Stockholm team, AIK, they were police escorted to the stadium at 6:30 p.m. And all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. Because the rival supporter groups somehow clashed right at Angel Land, that special place for all the little children who were there to see the game. It was, among other things, half a dozen AIK supporters ganged up on a single IFK supporter that had fallen to the ground, and he was kicked in the head repeatedly. This was witnessed by a couple of little boys who were stuck inside the jumping castle, and they had no way of getting out of there. And when the police finally managed to escort the AIK supporters into the arena, there wasn't much left of that festive spirit from before. You had little frightened children all white in their faces, and parents who didn't know whether to still see the game or go home. The penalty for causing this kind of trouble has to be looked over. Maybe they should be banned for life for doing this kind of thing, because I think they should leave the soccer game to those who want to enjoy the sport.
I think they should be prosecuted for assault and severely punished.
Yeah.
Regardless of football. I don't think watching a football game is any excuse for beating up on someone.
That's definitely not an excuse for beating up on anybody.
Assault is assault. This is a violent attack.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have the Swedish spies are back from Iran.
Yeah, they're home at last. The Swedes who have been in the Iranian prison for a year, they finally came home to Sweden now. They had been arrested on the island Keshm in the Persian Bay, and they were accused of having taken pictures of military buildings, but what they themselves say they were taking pictures of was dolphins.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That would be easy to detect. I mean, if you have a camera, you look at the pictures. Is there military buildings? Is there dolphins in the picture? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they had help, or they thought they had help by someone who was going to get them out of there fast, but they spent a year.
Oh, boy. Okay, and now what's going on with this very electrifying problem at Swedish hospitals?
Well, it's the Swedish hockey player, Peter Foppa Forsberg. He's right now playing in some American team over there. Just like almost every celebrity nowadays, he's gone into importing things and selling things in his own name, sort of something. And he's been importing Crocs slippers to Sweden. These are colorful slippers that have become very popular among hospital personnel. Like a few years ago, everybody had to wear Birkenstock.
Yeah.
Birkenstock was very huge back then. And right now, everybody wears the Foppa slipper. And these brightly colored plastic slippers have caused serious problems at the hospital. They can be tied to several cases where electronic equipment has malfunctioned. Because normally, static electricity that is built up when a person walks around, it's discharged somehow, and nothing really happens.
It dissipates, but this is building up a strong electrical charge, like you're rubbing something in a balloon on your hair.
Yeah, these Foppa slippers, they isolate the electricity, and according to the Blekinge Hospital, the plastic slippers can be charged with up to 25,000 volts.
Well, static electricity does get very high.
Yeah. When you get that discharge, sometimes it's like if you walk up to the elevator and you're going to press the button, you get a ding in your finger.
And I understand this is causing problems at the hospital because it's causing electrical malfunctions.
Yeah, the problem was discovered in February. It was at a prematurity ward. Two little premature babies had their oxygen supply suddenly turned off and then on again when someone with the slippers walked past them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that is scary. And these slippers have already been banned in Norway for the exact same reason.
That's no good.
No.
Okay, and now we have something. We have a herring fish recall.
Yeah. We have to look in our refrigerator because we like herring. And pickled herring of the brands Hemköp and Willys. Those are two store brands, the store's own brand names. And pickled herring with the best before date no later than February 13th, 2008. They're being called back to the factory because there has been glass found inside the jars. And jars with a later date can still be sold. But customers can give their pickled herring back to the store where they bought it and get their money back.
Uh-oh. I think we have some of that.
Yeah, we just might.
I think we're going to just buy the ABBA for a while.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Well,
don't want to chew on any glass. I want my herring.
That was the news from Sweden. Stay tuned for the playlist. The playlist gets updated throughout the day. Hope you enjoy the day and enjoy the news. Talk to you later.
Bye.